The Frank Skeet Show with a very exclusive interview with a female black security guard who was hired to protect the U.S. Capitol, fired after getting into a physical altercation during the Trump riot. It makes no sense. Her name is Ashanti Smith. She is on the phone with us right now. She has a GoFundMe page to help with her legal fees because she actually was arrested and has to defend herself. Ashanti, how are you, dear?
Hi, how's everyone doing?
So tell us exactly in your words what happened.
So to start off, I worked downtown close to where the incident happened. I was on break and went out to get a breath of fresh air and just walk around after being encountered with other situations and just work period. Then I was encountered by the group of people. One of the women that was seen attacking me once I was pulled behind the police barricade, she approached me and she asked to be my friend. And I wasn't aware of what was going on. I was on Instagram Live to show everybody for my protection and also show everyone what was going on. She kept approaching me and getting in my personal space and asking if we could be friends. She was heavily intoxicated. She kept trying to offer me a drink. In the videos, you can see that she's carrying a Bud Light can, but it was filled with liquor. She asked me who was I there with. I told her I was there by myself. So she said, no, are you with Trump? I said, no. So then she said, oh, you're with Biden. I said, no, I don't believe we're good either way. So she said, you're effing Antifa. At that time, I didn't know what that meant. And there was a large crowd coming down, protesting and screaming, F Antifa, F Antifa. And they proceeded to storm the police barricade. So I tried to walk away from what was going on at that time. Her and her friends proceeded to follow me. They were screaming, F that. No, if I can say that word.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, but okay, but we understand.
Okay, I'm sorry. So, F that N, hang the N, kill them. They all deserve to die. We all deserve to die. They would kill me. They were going to F me up. So, one of them, which is Teresa, she kept trying to take my phone and take my mask off because I kept asking them to stay away from me, stop following me, and stop being so close in my personal area, especially due to COVID, and they didn't have on masks. So, while I am trying to walk away and she's trying to take my phone, I kind of to move her hand from getting in my personal space. And that's when the gentleman started to hit me and they started to surround me. What a lot of people aren't understanding is the videos that are circulating and everyone is seeing, that isn't the first incident that I had with this group of people. So while I'm getting attacked, I'm trying to walk to the police line for protection. One officer did come and grab me. And he pulled me to the police barricade, and he told me to stay there until the crowd walked away. Once he felt as though that it was safe for me to walk away, I did. And then it's like they were literally plotting and waiting on me to walk away from the police barricade. They then came back and surrounded me, but with more people. At that time, they were already trying to take my keys and my personal belongings during the first incident. So this second incident, I have multiple people from different directions just pulling me, trying to pull my items, screaming racial slurs at me, trying to take down my mask. And I also believe that someone spit on me right before the video that everyone is seeing. So that's why I kind of reacted. Even though I was reacting in self-defense, I was afraid for my life. When the first incident happened, I kept asking, were they trying to rob me? Because while Teresa is trying to pull my mask down, Annie, who is the person that comes and attacks me and assaults me once I'm being pulled through the police barricade, she was also approaching me and brushing up against my body, pushing me, trying to go in my pockets and take my other cell phone, my keys. And I asked them, I was like, what are you all trying to do? Are you all trying to rob me? So as I'm trying to go to the police for protection.
So what happened to cause you to punch her?
As I said, I believe someone spit on me and they just kept pushing me, kept pulling me, and just kept grabbing my mask and hitting me and trying to take my phone. So it was self-defense. I fear for my life. Like I said, it's numerous people pulling me from numerous directions. I'm hearing, hang her, we'll kill her, she deserves to die. I don't know who has weapons. I don't know who's doing what.
Right.
It's me against numerous people. I don't even know how many people were out there at the time and around and surrounding me and assaulting and attacking me.
So you reached out and you punched her. And then how did you wind up getting fired?
So my job reached out to me I guess, 2 days after the incident happened, 3 days actually, they reached out to me. At first, I wasn't able to retrieve my items from my job, as far as my car and my purse and everything, because it was still at the job. 3 days later, they reached out to me and told me that I was suspended pending investigation. And I was told that I wasn't allowed to go on the property to retrieve my items until Thursday when I could get a police escort. So Friday, my job reached out to me and told me that I was not allowed on any of the properties and I was suspended pending investigation. So okay. My union finally did reach out to me yesterday and I did talk to them and they are trying to help me figure out how to go about things as far as filing a grievance or going about my job for a wrongful termination or suspension. Okay. And their system, I guess it says that I might be fired. I'm not really sure because, again, wow. My job has not personally reached out to me, only my union has.
Nina, go ahead.
Now I'm reading on your GoFundMe page that not only did you get fired from your job, but you're now facing criminal charges.
So currently I did get arrested for assault against the woman that I punched on the video in self-defense, as well as being suspended pending investigation without pay from that job.
Have you had a chance to even get in contact with an attorney at all, just to speak with them about representing you?
Right now, I do have legal representation at the moment.
And what is your attorney saying about it as far as how this might play out?
I can't really speak on everything at the moment, but we are trying to see how we can go about doing everything properly to make sure that everyone that was involved is going to pay for everything that they did and how I was treated and harassed at the time.
How has this affected you personally, emotionally? Like, how are you feeling?
I haven't really been able to eat or sleep. I don't really feel safe going out in public because I'm not sure who may be supportive or who may be against me. It's been hard, but with all the support that I am receiving from people that I see on social media, even people reaching out that don't know me, it's giving me the strength to actually keep pushing through and fighting this fight because I am now realizing that it's not just my fight. So I appreciate all the love and support from everyone. I don't know how I can express it, but I appreciate everyone. It is hard, but you all are making it way easier.
So the lady that is taking you and charging you, does she live in the DMV or she lives somewhere else? Or you don't even know?
She's from Massachusetts.
Wow.
So according, I guess, to her daughter, she came down just for the protest. Her daughter has reached out on social media. I have been trying to get in contact with her. I haven't actually been able to speak to her myself, but her daughter actually went viral. I didn't know until I was released from jail, but she exposed and released the information and the names of the other attackers and said that it was her mother. She's actually in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, and she has been disowned from her family and things of that nature. They've kicked her out. And she and her friends have also been supporting me. They were trying to reach out. So I have been trying to get in contact with her, but I haven't been able to.
Well, that's what my question was, just so we understand, you know, how the FBI, how the police are moving about this. Like, once you left, you were later contacted and then arrested. How did they even know who you were at that point? Like, do you even know how they found out where you worked, where you lived, all of that stuff?
Okay, I can't explain that. So if you pay close attention to the video, you can see me being escorted to the side. I'm trying to clear my face, and I hear officers say, what is she doing back here? What the F is she doing back here? Nah, she has to get the F from behind the line. And other officers were saying, no, they just told her to stay right here. She has to stay here. And he just had no regard for my safety. He told everyone that I had to leave. So I proceeded to walk back to work. I didn't have my vision. I lost one of my shoes. I didn't have a police escort. I was basically thrown back into the crowd that just attacked me. Once I went back to work, I got myself together. I got off a few minutes later, and I stopped to one of the barricades and told them that I was trying to get my items, which the police were already aware of because before Annie comes up and hits me, I'm asking the police to get the items that I lost once the three gentlemen dragged me to the police line. So the police were aware when I got off work. They just told me to stop at each police barricade. So I got to the last barricade where the incident happened. The police let me through. They gave me my items. As soon as I was trying to leave, a detective came up to me and he asked for my information in the side of the story and told me that I was a victim of a hate crime. So I gave him that information and my supervisors were on the phone. They were trying to speak to him. He asked me to step down further away from the protest because he couldn't hear me. I had police officers around me to confirm everything that I was telling him. He came back about 5 minutes later. He told me to put my hands behind my back. They took my cell phone from out of my hand and put me under arrest. They went and found a female officer from out of the crowd. She came and searched me. They put me in the back of a truck, and they did not read me my rights. None of the officers that were around.
One more question. Then we're going to open the phone lines up so we can help you out a little bit. Were you wearing your security uniform or no?
I was wearing my security uniform the first time that I got attacked. I was in uniform when I was in the video. My uniform got soaked in pepper spray, so when I went back down to retrieve my items, no, I was not in uniform when I was arrested.
All right, everybody. Our number 202-432-WHUR. We're taking your calls now.